Sunday, May 31st, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, taken from Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 27 through 32. Then you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Drink, be drunk and vomit, fall and rise no more, because of the sword that I am sending among you. And if they refuse to accept the cup from your hand to drink, then you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, You must drink. For behold, I begin to work disaster at the city that is called by my name. And shall you go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, for I am summoning a sword against all the inhabitants of the earth, declares the Lord of hosts. You, therefore, shall prophesy against them all these words, and say to them, The Lord will roar from on high, and from his holy habitation utter his voice. He will roar mightily against his fold, and shout like those who tread grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. The clamor will resound to the ends of the earth, for the Lord had an indictment against the nations. He is entering into judgment with all flesh, and the wicked he will put to the sword, declares the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, disaster is going forth from nation to nation, and a great tempest is stirring from the farthest parts of the earth. The storm from the north. Jeremiah's words are terrifying. The Lord announces judgment upon the nations because of the rebellion and sin. No one escapes by strength, status, or distance. The storm sweeping from the north is God's righteous wrath against evil. This judgment reveals the seriousness of sin before a holy God. Humanity cannot stand on its own before the Lord's justice. Yet even there, Christians see the shadow of the cross. The cup of wrath that the nations deserved is the cup Christ willingly drank for sinners. On Calvary, Jesus bore the judgment we earned. The storm of God's wrath fell upon him so that forgiveness and peace could be given to us. When the world trembles and conscience accuses, we flee not to ourselves but to Christ crucified. In him, the judge of all becomes our Savior. Through his cross, the fearful cup of wrath becomes instead the cup of salvation. Amen.